Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Brian Koberger, the defendant in the Idaho College murders, has accepted a plea deal that, according to a letter sent to victims' families, Koberger will plead guilty and be sentenced to four consecutive life sentences in the stabbing murders of four University of Idaho students in 2022. It spares him the death penalty, ABC legal contributor Brian Buckmeyer.
He's still going to die within prison. I mean, this sentence is four consecutive life sentences. No one lives that long, especially not in prison. So I would have thought, based on the offer that was given, he would have still have gone to trial because it's death one way or another.
He also waives all rights to appeal. A marathon session underway in the Senate to pass that massive budget bill for President Trump's agenda. Key provisions like cuts to Medicaid still being hotly debated. President Trump signing an executive order today for lift sanctions against Syria. That move allows for Syria to rebuild after the fall of the Assad regime. This is ABC News. Harvard University says it strongly disagrees with the Trump administration's findings that the Ivy League university should lose federal funding over civil rights violations. Here's ABC's Karen Travers.
The Trump administration says its investigation into Harvard found the university is in violent violation of federal civil rights law. The administration sent a letter, viewed by ABC News, to the president of Harvard on Monday, detailing the findings of an investigation into anti-Semitism on Harvard's campus. The administration's investigation concluded the majority of Jewish students reported experiencing negative bias or discrimination on campus, found evidence that Jewish and Israeli students were assaulted and spit on, and that participants in campus demonstrations were not properly punished. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Forecasters are keeping an eye on a tropical system forming off the coast of Florida that could impact the state later this week. A separate system, Tropical Storm Barry, made landfall in central Mexico on Sunday. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Isolated showers possible early tonight, then partly cloudy with a low of 61, a good amount of sunshine and not as humid tomorrow with a high of 83. Tomorrow night, clear with a low of 61, partly cloudy and quite warm on Wednesday, a slight chance of a shower late with a high of 86. Mixed skies, very warm and humid on Thursday, isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible, high 87. And on the 4th of July, expect partly sunny conditions. It will be hot and humid, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, especially late, with a high of 90. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are out of the southeast at 6 miles per hour. And the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says we have a temperature of 81 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.
Yeah. sleep at night, knowing there's a chance you might do to her what you did to me. I ain't trying to drag your name.
Down a few times, you're tough, but I'm getting better at getting back up and looking at you like a half full cup. Dear life, I still got a lot of miles to go, but I've seen a few of the punches you throw, and I know there's more coming down the road, but I just want you to know. You can bring the heat, take it up another level. This ain't the first time I've danced with the devil. You can try to break me any way you can, but I got the man upstairs on my side. Might not always be in between the straight and narrow. Might get knocked off the right path when the wind blows. But when it all goes wrong, I'm gonna hang on tight, even if I'm holding on for dear. Dear life, don't give a damn what the anchor man is. I know there's more than bad news out there, and I know they say you ain't fair. Hell, but I don't care. You can bring the heat, take it up another level. This ain't the first time I've danced with the devil. You can try to break me any way you can. Man upstairs on my side. Might not always be in between the straight and narrow. Might get knocked off the right path when the wind blows. But when it all goes wrong, I'm gonna hang on tight, even if I'm holding on for dear life. Take it up another level. This ain't the first time I've danced with the devil. You can try to break me any way you can, but I got the man upstairs on my side. Might not always be in between the straight and narrow. Might get knocked off the right path when the wind blows. But when it all goes wrong, I'm gonna hang on tight, even if I'm holding on for dear life.
Little bit of fuss, little bit of fight, little bit of kiss and making up all. call them cool. Those hearts that have no scars to show, the ones that never do let go and risk the tables being turned. We call them fools who have to dance within the flame, who chance the sorrow and the shame that always comes with getting burned. But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire, 'cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire. We call them strong, those who can face this world alone, who seem to get by on their own, those who will never take the fall. We call them weak, who are unable to resist the slightest chance love might exist, and for that forsake it all. They're so hell-bent on giving, walking a wire, convinced it's not living if you stand outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control, wanting to fly higher and higher. I can't abide standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire. Standing outside the fire.
Outside the Fire, Mr. Garth Brooks on Country and Community. Our time is 7:17. Tim Thied here. I'll be here till the top of the hour bringing you some great music and information. And hope your Monday is a good one. I know the start of the work week is always the hardest for a lot of people, for those that have the regular Monday through Friday work shift. But hopefully it turned out to be a good day for you. Weather-wise, it turned out to be pretty decent. Was a little bit on the humid side, but right now our temperature is 81 degrees, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. We do have a heat index of 83, so that's not too much more than our actual temperature. Nothing like what we've been having. Yesterday, we had a heat index get up to about 102 and 103 degrees, and Phil was doing the Home Talent League game, and he was commenting on how he thought it felt like it was hotter than the week before when he did the game the previous Sunday when we had those advisories for heat index. But hopefully you survived the heat and survived the storms this weekend. Not Nothing really severe here in Richland Center. There was some heavy thunder and lightning and some heavy rains. In fact, we got 53 one-hundredths of an inch total yesterday here in Richland Center from that. And, of course, we could always use rain after it dries out, but I think it's pretty well saturated. So it's nice to get a little bit of a break until at least Thursday. They're talking maybe Thursday, a possibility of thunderstorms. But don't worry about it. Don't fret. And I know everybody's got 4th of July celebrations going on, but Mother Nature always sometimes changes her mind. So we'll wait till we get closer and find out exactly what we're going to have weather-wise. But otherwise, whatever you do, hopefully you'll have a safe and happy 4th of July. And just wanted to let you know that if you're a main caregiver of a person living with dementia, you can join a GRACE for a new how-to education series. Learning to Live with Dementia, the classes are taught by a GRACE staff who have experience caring for people who have dementia. Three classes are planned for July. The first session, titled Legal and Financial Decisions, will be held tomorrow from 11 to noon. The second session, Facility Support When You Need It, will be held on Thursday, July 17th from noon to 1. And the third session, Living at Home with Dementia, will be held on Tuesday, July 29th from noon to 1. Each class is $20 and you may attend online using Microsoft Teams. To register, visit agrace.org/dementia. For questions, email dementiasupport@agrace.org or call 608-276-4660.
Lone Rock's 4th of July celebration starts Thursday evening, July 3rd, and kicks into high gear on the 4th at Fireman's Park. Ready, set, go! Hit the 5K water run walk early Friday. Then dive into the marketplace from 7 until 4, where you'll find homemade goods like Gina's Creations towels and tote bags, fragrant party light candles, and more local treasures. At 11 a.m., the parade begins. Cheers, floats, and community spirit. Keep the energy up at 1 o'clock with a sand wrestling showdown, followed by youth and adult sports and a hometown chicken barbecue. Stick around for tunes as local bands fill the park. Then enjoy a breathtaking fireworks show at dusk, one of the brightest displays in Southwest Wisconsin. That's 2 days of action, treats, music, vendors, and unforgettable summer memories at Fireman's Park, Lone Rock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
100.9 WRCO. Wouldn't paint me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I'd make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe that plane wouldn't ever take off. Maybe that dust wouldn't fly the drive. Maybe that tumbleweed in me wouldn't leave every other sunrise. Maybe I'd settle down digging some roots. Find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again if it weren't for the wind. I wouldn't stay wondering what's out there. I wouldn't saddle up on the breeze. I wouldn't disappear out of thin air. I could put down these wings. Some roots, find me a farmhouse, find me you. Maybe I wouldn't be already gone again.
shining down on us tonight, ain't it, baby? Got a moon that makes two kids get together like we did, ain't it, baby?
Checking on the moonshine brewing out back.
If you don't get the picture by now,
then wait a minute.
She got a Bible, she's born again. She got a shotgun, she ain't afraid of sin. She got a rebel rousing rowdy friend singing. She got a Trans Am with a trailer hitch. She got horses, cows, and Dixie chicks. Goes honky tonking just for kicks.
She plant 50 acres with seed in a hole. Come fall, you get lost in the tall corn rows. Don't need no phone where she come from. She just holler down the mountain and the boys all run fast.
You might see her truck rolling out of the woods with a 12-point buck lead across the hood. If you don't get the picture by now, now wait a minute. She got a Bible, cause she's born again. She got a shotgun, she ain't afraid of sin. She got a rebel rousing, rowdy friends singing.
With color and save big now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale for great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care.
The Boscobel Firemen invite you to the July 4th celebration. The 4th kicks off with a firecracker run. Registration is at 7:30. The run starts at 8 a.m. Don't miss the giant street parade. Registration at the fire station from 10 to noon, and the parade steps off at 1 p.m. Enjoy burgers, brats, pulled pork, and more. Bounce houses at Cronsage Park from 1:30 to 7. Enjoy music with Country Fried from 3 to 7 and Willie and Hank's Kids Fire Training at the tennis courts from 7 to 9 p.m. The night will conclude with an awesome fireworks display at dusk. No admission charge, but donations would be greatly appreciated and absolutely no carry-ins. Call Kurt for parade pre-registration at 319-6769. The Boscobel Firemen's July 4th celebration this Friday in Boscobel. Don't miss it!
Isolated showers possibly early this evening. then partly cloudy, low 61. A good amount of sunshine and not as humid tomorrow with a high of 83. Clear tomorrow night with a low of 61 and partly cloudy and quite warm on Wednesday. A slight chance of a shower late with a high of 86. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny outside. Our winds are calm and our temperature is now down to 79 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said, go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold to a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress, but she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day, when I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make you mine on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. The second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
Yeah. come a living girl, I'm lucky I found you.
Come to Boston for the springtime. I'm staying here with some friends, and they've got lots of room. You can sell your paintings on the sidewalk, buy a cafe where I hope to be working soon. Come to Boston, she said no. Would you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Come to Denver with the snowfall. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can't be found. And throw I love you echoes down the canyon. And then lie awake at night till they come back. Come to Denver, she said no. You come home to me. And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. This drifter's world goes round and round in the doubt that it's ever gonna stop. But of all the things I've lost and found, and all that I ain't got, I still need a lean to, somebody I can sing to. Please come to LA to live forever. The California life alone is just too hard to build. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean. And there's some stars that fell from the sky living upon the hill. Please come to LA, she just said no. But you come home to me. She said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? L.A. ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man in Tennessee. I'm the number one fan of the man in Tennessee.
That was Confederate Railroad. Please come to Boston. Time is 7:45, temperature 78 degrees, so it's going to be a nice night, I think, otherwise, temperature-wise. Tony Schumacher says we could get down to about 61, so that's pretty cool then compared to what we've been having. Remember a lot of those hot days we ended up having overnight lows. So even I think one night it was only got down to the upper 70s, maybe 80. But anyways, yeah. So we're going to nice night to enjoy. Sorry about that. Tongue got tied there a little bit. So it's a nice night for everybody to get out and enjoy. So get out. You know, if you have a porch, sit on the porch. Go out for an evening walk. Just enjoy, everybody. It's nice to have weather like this here in southwest Wisconsin. And the Brewers have the day off. In case you tried to tune into WRCE, yep, no Brewers on there. Today is their day off, but they go to New York to take on the Mets in a 3-game series starting on Tuesday. So tomorrow they'll be going there, and we'll see if the Brewers can keep that momentum going. Despite losing the game in extra innings yesterday, I know they can come back. They've done it this year. They've had it where they've lost series, and they've come back and played some great baseball. So one loss is not going to let them down because it is a long season for baseball. But anyways, the Brewers play against the Mets, and first pitch tomorrow will be at 6:10. And you'll be able to hear the broadcast on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And pregame for that broadcast of that game will be at around 5:35.
Do you need a ride to the annual Morel Mushroom Festival? Contact our proud sponsor, Thunder Showers, for the transportation within our area. The safe ride will be available on Friday evening and Saturday starting at noon. Find us on Facebook at Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival or Muscadet.com for details. Thank you, Wisconsin Distributors, for supporting the Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival.
LS Tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO. Sunshine on a Friday. My boots in the sand. Me and my best friend walking to the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my idea of a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take.
trip. Let him keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in a hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back.
That was Jason Aldean. Let your boys be country at 7:54. Well, it's time for me to wrap things up on my end and call it a night. And I want to thank each and every one of you for making WRCO a part of your evening and part of your day as well. We will have some more great music during the evening and overnight hours. I'll be back again tomorrow with the 520 Sports Report. Following that, we'll have Egg News, and then I will have some music to play for you up until the 8 o'clock hour. As for tomorrow also, tune in at 5 a.m. Mr. Filney will be turning on the light in the milk house. Yes, he'll be bringing you his great brand of entertainment that's always entertaining. He'll have trivia, music, he'll have sports, he'll have Hank in the studio. Yes, Hank is still allowed in the studio. And he'll have a whole bunch of other things for you tomorrow morning right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. So don't miss it. Okay, taking us up to the top of the hour and ABC News is Mr. Tim McGraw, guy with a great first name, and the song is For a Little While. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, and please stay safe.
Dancing on the river, we'd sit on the bank, watch the world go by. Our feet in the water, she pressed her lips to mine. We were so long on love, but short on time. She could be a honeymoon suite in a little while. She was mine. Oh,
and head on down to Airport Road. Put the seats back, watch the planes leave town. She always said nobody's strong enough to tie her down. Oh, but I wasn't looking for that anyhow. I knew she'd leave, but I didn't know when. It matters to me now. Every time I start to think about her, we sent that summer out in style. And she's gone, but she left me with a smile. For she was mine for a little while. Pictures now of me and her in those summer nights. My mind fills with her. Oh, but it's alright, cause I love every time I start to think about us. We sent that summer out in style. And she's gone, but she left me with a smile. Cause she was mine. Yes, she was mine.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. The Trump administration announcing it has revoked the U.S. visas for the British band Bob Villain. Officials saying it's a response to the rappers chanting death, death to the Israeli Defense Forces at the Glastonbury Music Festival in the U.K. this past weekend. State Department Press Secretary Tammy Bruce.
It really is about our standards, about who we let in the country. That we're not telling people what they can sing about or what they can say. It's not involved here at all. They obviously felt free to say what they were saying and chanting at Glastonbury, and they can do that. And we can do what we do.
An endangered wild Asian horse foal is living its best life thanks to an unlikely savior. Marat the horse fell critically ill soon after its birth at the Minnesota Zoo nearly 2 months ago. Intensive care saved his life, but his mother rejected him when he returned. His future looked grim until Alice, a domestic pony of the Americas who'd recently lost her newborn, accepted him as her own. This is ABC News. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said trade talks with the U.S. have resumed after Canada rescinded its plan to tax U.S. technology firms.
Canada said it will resume trade talks with the U.S. after the Canadian government said it wouldn't move forward with the digital services tax. That tax was estimated to cost U.S. tech companies billions of dollars. President Trump last week called the tax a, quote, direct and blatant attack, and said he would end all trade talks with Canada over it, even signaling he would announce new tariff rates on Canada in the next week. There is currently a 25% tariff on some goods from Canada, as well as 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A federal judge in Tennessee today has ruled Kilmer Abrego Garcia will stay in jail for now as he awaits trial on human smuggling charges. Abrego Garcia's attorneys had asked to delay his release out of concern he could be deported before trial. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.